Hey, hello. You're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick, a couple minute riff on IT and IT security, as I'm known to do today from an airport. So, look, if I'm trying to get something, and I ask you, and I keep asking you, and keep asking you, right? Is your birthday January? Is it birthday February? Is it birthday March? Eventually, you're going to be like, you know, I don't trust you, Wolf. I don't think I want to tell you. But if I wanted to guess, and I talked to 12 people and said, hey, is his birthday January? And I talked to someone else, hey, is his birthday February? Is his birthday March? I'm only asking one, and each person's like, ah, maybe they just didn't know, right? And it reduces the chance of getting caught. The same thing is found in password fields and now in credit cards. The tip to you is look for suspicious guesses and ways that would be typically below your threshold. Let me give you an example that's typically used in penetration testing. Instead of me trying to guess your password three times, I'm going to take a common password and I'm going to try it against every single user, right? The quintessential one is summer 2016, now winter 2016, where the hell did the year go? The quintessential one is guessing the season and the year, and you just go down, right, 1,000 different users and try one guess, which doesn't actually trip off anything, doesn't lock their account, whatnot, until you actually find someone who can get in. We're seeing the same thing now, interestingly enough, with credit cards. So a research report was just released. What they basically did was they looked at the Alexa top 400 online merchants. They went to each one of those merchants and they made one or two guesses about a credit card number. And then by pulling together all 400 different sites, they're able to piece back together a credit card number and get enough information to be able to steal a card. Typically this can be done because usually the last four is known, right? The last four in the name, they just fill in the rest of the details. Pretty interesting attack. Now, what do you do about that, right? So you guessed one credit card on my website. I don't know. Maybe you typed it in wrong. That's not something that's usually going to rise above the noise. What you end up having to do is move the detection back a notch to a common center. And that's exactly what's happening in the credit card side. In terms of MasterCard, what MasterCard does is says, hey, across all my properties, if I see you trying to guess a credit card multiple times, I'm going to do a fraud alert. Visa does not do that at this point in time, so if you're looking for credit cards, no. Use Visa. Or if you're looking to protect yourself, switch to MasterCard. Of course, I'm sure Visa is going to catch up very quickly. But it does point out a very interesting attack vector across any system. Checking multiple different points once or twice and then aggregating that data is a pretty easy way to get the information you need, to guess brute force information you need without getting caught. That's passwords, that's credit cards. Have you seen something similar? Either defending or doing a pen test? Hit me up in comments or on social media. Thanks so much.